Good morning. Welcome to the Thursday morning devotion and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. My name is Tom Lemler. I am a staff member of the Dearborn Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. Today, as we continue through a week focused on an ever-present God, we're going to talk a little bit about God being present in the darkness and in the light. There are times where people believe, or at least act like, that with enough darkness, they cannot be seen by anyone, including God. I've been looking at Psalm 139, portions of it this week, and today is no exception. In Psalm 139, verses 11 and 12, it says, "If I say, surely the darkness will hide me, and the light will become night around me, even the darkness will not be dark to you. The night will shine like the day, for darkness is as light to you." As I consider God's presence, the Bible talks a lot about deeds done in darkness. Talks about rejecting and turning away from those deeds that are done in darkness. We look at our world, and throughout history we tend to use darkness to hide actions that we don't want others to see. And sometimes we look for the darkness, trying to hide from God, trying to get by unnoticed, because there are things that we want to do that we know He would not be pleased with. But other times the darkness tends to overcome us. It may not be a physical darkness, but an emotional darkness, a spiritual darkness that seems to have filled our mind and taken us to a place where we've not necessarily deliberately tried to hide from God, but we feel hidden from God. And I think we need that same reminder. It's in those times of our life that we need to be more aware that even that darkness will not keep us from God's presence. And I suspect we need to be more deliberate about being what Jesus called us to be as the light of the world. Not those that walk around carrying flashlights and torches and things to illuminate the darkness of night, although that's sometimes a necessity, but those that carry the light of Jesus so that He can be seen. In our internal darkness, in the internal darkness that others experience. And yet I think there are also times where the light becomes so bright that we can't see. Perhaps you've seen the commercials that tend to run nonstop at times, at least in my area, about these sunglasses that normal sunglasses don't bring out, they just make things darker. They don't increase the clarity like the ones that are trying to be sold in the advertisement. That the blinding glare keeps you from seeing things that could be dangerous. And I think we live in times where the blinding glare of success, of the brightness of this world's lights, the allure and attractiveness keep us from seeing God's presence. Some of you know, my wife and I enjoy photography. It's a great hobby. It gets us outside. But we tag our photos, it's created for glory. And a part of that is wanting people to realize that these scenes of nature and wildlife that we capture are able to be done so because God made them. And we find His presence in the things, but generally only when we pause long enough to notice. There have been numerous photos that I've taken that people have asked, "Where did you find that?" And it's interesting because most of the ones that I get asked that about, the answer is pretty similar. A place that hundreds of people go by every day, but most rarely notice, because the darkness has hidden, or the light has hidden, the scene from their view. Sometimes, as I said, it's the darkness of misery, of simply not being able to lift their eyes and see. Other times it's the light of busyness, of pursuit of this world's stuff that robs us of the time needed to notice God's presence. But as I've said throughout this week, the great thing about God's presence, about Him being an ever-present God, is that His presence is there whether we notice it or not. It doesn't show up simply because we look for it. We find it because we look for it, but we find it because it was always there. And today, as we spend some time praying, I would encourage you to consider your own life first. Are you more in need today of knowing God's presence in the darkness, or of knowing His presence in the light? Of finding His presence in your despair, or finding His presence in your success? Chances are the answer is yes. But we all have these ebbs and flows of life where there are days and moments and seasons where one is more prominent than the other. But as you spend time with God praying about that in your own life, move on to asking how you can represent His presence to others in both the darkness that they experience and in the light of perceived success that they might experience. Jesus said, "You are the light of the world." It's much less work to know Him as the light of the world. But His call to every one of His children is to not only know Him as the light of the world, but then represent Him as the light of the world. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank You that You are a God that loves us. Your presence is all around us. whether we see it, whether we recognize it, whether we even notice. It's why that you've promised that from wherever we are, when we seek you, we will find you when we seek with a whole heart. And whether we find ourselves in the heights of success or in the depths of despair or somewhere in between, whether we find ourselves in times of darkness or in times of brightness, or again, somewhere in between, your presence is steadfast. And so, Father, today I pray that you would help every one of us to be more in tune with ourself, what we're going through right now, where do we need to find, through a careful looking, that your presence is with us. Father, as we consider how we can be more deliberate about noticing your presence and being aware of your presence, may you help us to see how we can represent that presence to others. Some whose darkness have filled them so much that they're not even sure, they don't remember how to find that presence. May we be the light of the world, the light of Jesus to them. There are others that have been so caught up with the pursuit of this world's treasures and the definition of success that we've created that they've lost sight of your presence as well. May we be a purer light than what they've ever seen before. That even in the midst of the brightness that they believe they're living in, that they would see something greater, something better, as they see your presence. Fathers, we have opportunity to represent Jesus to others. May we be very careful to honor you and to give him the glory for what he is doing. And God, for those times when we want to hide in darkness, may your word and your spirit, the counsel of others, remind us that that's not even possible. That the things we believe we are doing in secret are not secret to you. May we live with a greater awareness of your presence in the darkness and in the light. And may that awareness help us to represent Jesus well, so that we would lift him up at every opportunity that we have, so that many would be drawn to him. It's in his name that I pray. Amen. This has been the Thursday morning devotion and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God, so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.